This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is us for a Monday evening, and we welcome you in our South Florida High School Sports Radio show up until 8 o'clock this evening. Driven by Auto Nation, and I'll tell you what, huge guest list this evening, but kind of a somber day. It's been a somber year, no doubt, but last night, yesterday, the tragedy of Tyrone White, James White's father, who we knew extremely well. Prayers to the family, obviously. It's crazy. Just crazy that things happen. And then today, greeted earlier this morning by the news of the passing of Corey Smith, head football coach at Miami High. And that's another tough and bitter pill to swallow. Just a vibrant guy who took over his alma mater last year. And that irony of ironies is that today was the official first day that high school football teams and public high school football teams in Dade and Broward could condition. Not practice, but could condition. And talked to Corey yesterday, and that's the crazy thing. And he was extremely excited for his second year, making the playoffs in the first year. So this weekend, coupled with what has transpired, obviously, throughout the entire 2020 year, just adds to this craziness. That is life, obviously. And we move on, and as tough as it will be, and we pray for Corey's family, like we do pray for James White's mother, who is in the hospital, Lisa, who, again, I've had a opportunity of meeting several times. You know, when you get into, and when you cover anything, and when you're around people enough, you get to know them quite a bit, and not just the players, but their families. And that's why these things hit home to everybody, because especially in high school in South Florida, where it's such a tight-knit community, and you know, these parents are taking these kids to the park from as early as 6 and 7 years old. So the bond that they meet with other families and media and friends and other people is something that compounds this even more. So everybody, you know, not just the football world, but everybody who has come in contact with these people. And, speaking about Corey Smith, what he's done for the kids in the community throughout 20 plus years at Gwen Cherry Park. And these guys that you see move on to the next level and get to college and get to the NFL. He's had his hand in not just, and you have to understand, it's not just a coaching thing. It's a mentor. It's a figure. It's a male figure that you know, doesn't tell you always the greatest things that you want to hear. Not only teaches you how to block and tackle and catch the ball and throw the ball, but teaches you life lessons. And that's something that a lot of these communities out here and well, throughout the country, cannot grasp. That they, oh, it's just a football coach. No, it's not a football coach. And that's what compounds it. Tyrone White was not just a father, but and not just a great policeman, but he was a role model. And that's what I try to say. It's just not the passing of somebody who's a singular figure in people's lives, but somebody who means quite a bit in a lot of these lives. But certainly we mourn and we hurt and we'll move on with our lives, but never forgetting the contributions that these people who pass make. Again, not just as football players, but as fathers, but as parents to many. You know, you don't have to be a blood relative to be a male father type of figure. And that's what a lot of these people in these communities grow up to be now. When parents don't have time to usher their kids or sit down and talk to their kids because they're working a lot or weigh a lot, you have role models. And that's why it's magnified when something of this happens. So obviously we fondly remember and people in our community that make such an impact. And if you check the internet anytime today, you see Tom Brady, you see NFL people, you see St. Thomas Aquinas and University of Wisconsin people for James White to try to comfort him in this just amazing time in his life. And the same with Corey Smith. If you go on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media outlets today, you'll see an outpouring like you've never seen before, because he just wasn't the football coach at Miami High or at Doral Academy, but he was somebody who represented a lot to these people, parents, and it is sad. As far as high school football, as I said, this is the first day. I mean, I don't know if everybody could grasp this, but this is the first day that these public schools can condition together. Forget about pads and helmets and throwing the balls around. This is the first time that these teams have legally, and I use legally because some people have done it under the radar, but go together to condition. And hopefully for 2 or 3 weeks, they'll do that, get into some shape, then start their practices. And then hopefully by the end of October, we will have a full season. Six game for those who have opted in to play. Broward County has not. The only two teams in Broward County that have opted to play in the state series are Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas Aquinas. Dade County, basically just a handful of schools, but outside of that, they will play a schedule. They will get their film. College, you remember, there was no spring, which is vital in the maturity of these kids and getting exposure, because college coaches come down, you know, a couple of hundred in the spring. And then during the summer, as we told you last week, you get an opportunity to go to these college campuses and to see these college coaches who visit you and see them, you know, in their environment. So you miss out on a lot. And now they're going to try to make that up in some sort, in some form, over the next couple of months, probably throughout November and into December, because those teams that are not playing in the state series for the state playoffs will be able to play this thing out until just before Christmas and ensure that they get the film and ensure they get the exposure that has been missing. So that's been the whole, safely. I know, because a lot of programs have started around the state of Florida and then have had to stop because of the fact that they've been in a situation where somebody, whether it be a reserve player, starting player, coach, support staff, have gotten COVID. And then that means, you know what that means? It means that the entire team has to go into quarantine for 14 days. So there's no guarantee. There are no guarantees that this is all going to come out. And we're starting, but still got to be hand washing, still got to wear your masks. You see as much as they can on college football. We watched it over the weekend. Watched it in the NFL, where, although you sometimes you kind of take a step back and laugh a little bit when they have their mask, but then they're talking to somebody and they don't have it on. So, but whatever it is, it is. I mean, that's part of the whole deal. And certainly tonight we will delve into football. In our first hour, about 6:20 or so, we're going to talk to Coach Mario Smith. This is probably the most unique situation that I've ever come across, where university school is not allowing their athletes to play. That's volleyball in the fall. So that left a lot of athletes, a lot of football players without a plan. You know, I mean, a lot of these kids don't have a place to go. So what Mario Smith from True Foundation Academy did was step up, and they went through little loopholes and found out a way where, even though they go to university school, can play under the flag of True Academy Foundation or True Foundation Academy. And we're going to talk to Mario Smith in a few minutes and find out all about that. About 6:30 or so, if you watched football on Saturday, you saw UCF. They're right back in the mix again, beating a Power 5 team, albeit it's Georgia Tech, but didn't Georgia Tech beat Florida State? And I know everybody, oh, well, Florida State's not. Yeah, believe me, Florida State still a team that you've got to watch out for, Miami fans. I don't care what you say. I've watched this series for almost 50 years, and nothing has been consistent in this series. So we're going to talk to Jason Beatty, who covers UCF football, about 6:30 or so. At 6:45, Coach Tim Ice Harris, who's the new head coach, first-year head coach, first time in 60 years Florida Memorial has had football. We're going to talk to Coach Harris. They're two games in the inaugural season, if you will. And we'll talk to him about that program, which is exciting. In our second hour, we'll check in with the University of Miami Hurricanes. David Ferronis is kind enough to join us from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Talk Canes, talk about the Louisville game, talk a little bit about Florida State Week, which is very important. At 7:20, we'll check in with Kevin Fielder, who will talk FAU football. A lot of FAU fans, especially this year, anticipation, got their opening game postponed with Georgia Southern. But we'll talk to Kevin, talk about Willie Taggart's pending first year. USF might have gotten crushed by Notre Dame on Saturday, but this is a program definitely to watch out for in the future. Joey Knight has covered USF for a number of years for Tampa Bay Times. We'll talk to him. And then we'll round out our program this evening about 7:45. Pat Surtain, the head coach at American Heritage Plantation, opening up week one with a victory over Chaminade Madonna, 7-3. We'll talk to Pat, talk about how he's been able to, interesting story there too, how he's been able to keep COVID at bay for this team and how they go about it as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And also, as I told you, AutoNation is what we're being driven by this year. And certainly we thank the great folks at AutoNation. AutoNation, as you know, just doesn't sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar. And in this time, everybody is looking for that. Whether you buy it online or in store, you'll get a check on the spot that you can deposit right away. And I know that during this pandemic, a lot of people looking for a few extra dollars. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, which I have, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Whether it's an oil change, tires, batteries, collision repair, or more, whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service so you stay safe, and that's extremely important. You want to get back in that car and make sure that there's nothing that you can catch, and certainly AutoNation makes sure of that. Schedule your service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we'll talk to Mario Smith, True Foundation Academy. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, Monday night edition, Larry Bluestein, driven by AutoNation. We're excited to be back with you again this year. And once football totally gets going, we will have a lot of players, a lot of guests going on. But and I was in the break, I was informed that a couple of schools didn't get going today because of the weather. So I can understand that. You wait 5 months, I guess you could wait another day. We were talking before about one of the most unusual situations that has taken place in anywhere. Where university school, the powers at university school were not letting any fall sports happen at all. And then through the course of a lot of conversations, Mario Smith from True Foundation Academy stepped up with a lot of other people. And certainly I know he's excited to get back into the coaching end of things. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Mario, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome back to coaching. I know that that's something that you've missed. I always used to bug you on the sidelines a lot when you were at Monsignor Pace. And tell everybody how this came about, because I want to get this straight from you and not through 10 different people. But certainly I know that that this wasn't an easy deal, and you stepped up. You've had True Foundation Academy going for a while now, and certainly you never had football, but you do now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So it came about just through conversation and phone call and the need to help a team that wasn't going to play in the fall. So what happened was the sponsors, they eventually reached out to me and asked me how to go about it. I gave a few different solutions, and we came up with having the kids play for True Prep Academy and play as an independent. And that's something that going into it, that's something that I had in mind anyway. So it's pretty much like it had worked out to be the best situation for both parties. True Prep Academy has the ability to start its own football team, and now we combined it with university school players, and we're going to play independent this year moving forward.
And obviously you've been practicing every day, because you have your first kickoff classic this Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. Talk about what it was like for you, because I mean, you got back into it as a head coach. You have some pretty decent coordinators going, obviously guys that have played this game at a high level. Talk about this. I mean, this was a fairly established team that made the playoffs last year. That was a number two seed. What has it been like for you to inherit a program that kind of was already running?
I think that it was a great thing. Things that were already in place, it just allowed a smooth transition for it to happen. And even with me getting back into coaching, it just allows me to oversee the program from where it is now, and just make suggestions here and there about just a few of the little things that we want to see to happen. But it is very exciting time just to be back out on the field and feel that energy and be amongst those young guys, and just promoting the welfare of what football is all about, camaraderie, getting together as young men and then going out to accomplish a task that brings home a championship or scholarships, those different type of things. So it's a very exciting time for myself. And I want to say the players, because now they have the ability to finish out their season and secure their scholarship going into college. So that's one of the big things about it, is being able to really help these kids and on both ends, from True Prep Academy as well as the kids that are doing from U School. So it was definitely a great thing.
No doubt. Coach Mario Smith, True Prep Academy, joining us on our South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, driven by Auto Nation. And here's the thing, too, Coach. I mean, you take a look at some of these players, and obviously a couple of commitments already on board, in a quarterback and Nick Vadiato, and an offensive lineman and Marcus Tate, and defensive back and the kid Hallman, who's a really good football player. You have an opportunity to have people out there helping you, like a Channing Crowder, who's done a tremendous job, over the last couple of years. Like a Chris Chambers, who his passion for high school sports is unmatched. What's it like being around guys like that? You know, I mean, because we know, there's no guarantee just because you played in the NFL that you're going to be a great coach, but they seem to have a good rapport with the kids.
Yeah, they do. They have an awesome rapport with the kids that they've built. And then even with True Prep Academy kids stepping in, they've embraced those kids. And you get to see the education of the sport, these guys pouring into these kids, you know, teaching them different schemes, teaching them camaraderie, you know, just the whole conglomerate of the elevation of football from the high school to the college, collegiate, and then to the pro level. You could see those guys pouring back into these kids 100%, which the kids accepted, and it's a lot of great coaching that goes on out there with these guys, and I think that it comes from a place where the kids can understand it, because these guys have played on a high level and they respect that. So those guys do a tremendous job being out there with those kids.
Did you miss it? I mean, you were away from it for a number of years. I mean, did you miss this? Because I know that as a coach, you poured everything into it. I mean, you went up and beyond, and you still do. I mean, let me pat you on the back, because last year you kind of rescued the Miami-Dade Broward game, which was something that they were going to let go. Had you missed really getting immersed in coaching?
I definitely have. I think it's something that's embedded in me. I played football for all my life, and then having the ability to transform into the coaching world, it definitely plays a role in a lifestyle of how I've lived, and it's exciting for me. You know, I was saying that I had that itch, and once you get out there, it's just like, wow. You know, you're in a place where you're like, wow, I miss this place, being out here, having the energy of these kids, and being out here with the fresh air, and it's a wonderful thing. That excited, you should see my smile. I'm literally smiling from ear to ear when you ask me that question, because I'm genuinely one of those guys that like to see these kids do better than what we did. And when you have that knowledge, you want to pour that knowledge into the kids. So, it's been a wonderful time for me to step back out there on that field.
Good stuff. And so True Prep will take to the field as the Saints on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. Who's the opponent?
The opponent is Aquila Christian Academy.
Okay. So we get a chance. It's like it's a kickoff classic, so it doesn't count on the schedule. The opening game will be October 2nd at West Palm Beach Cardinal Newman.
No, this one with the opening and that's something that we have to put out with the schedule. The opening will take place next week on we said the second?
Yeah, I thought it was the second.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
No, I was just going to say, so we'll promote that and we'll get that out there. But this is the kickoff classic. It's this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Dade Christian. If you're interested, are there going to be able to be fans at the game or no?
There are going to be fans, but the fans are limited. I think we're only limited to have about roughly 500 fans in there in the stadium. And a lot of that is going to the players and the families of the players. From both sides of the coin. So The visitor team will have a certain amount of players that they can have out, and then a certain amount of fans that they can have out, and then the home team will have a certain amount of fans that they can have out. All done properly with the social distancing and spacing. So we definitely want to keep a safe environment that allows everyone to come to those games and be safe.
Good stuff. Again, Mario, thanks so much for taking the time, for explaining everything. Now everybody knows, and we're proud of you guys for coming to the rescue, and these kids are going to have an opportunity, and we're excited about it. Thanks again, man. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you. I look forward to it. You guys, we want to thank you for having us on, and go True Prep. Saints.
Good stuff. All right, the
yes,
Saints.
Awesome. And we'll get that
Mario
schedule
Smith.
Over to you.
Okay, man, we'll go get it, and we'll print it out.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Mario Smith, the head coach at True Prep, they're going to get underway on Thursday evening. Great story, as we told you. I mean, it just doesn't happen like that. But it did, certainly with this group, and we're excited to see what unfolds, and going to be interesting. You have a combination of some of the kids that were at the True Prep along with university school, and we know some of the university school kids, and I guess we'll learn on Thursday about the True Prep kids as well. As we shift gears, as we're with you up until 8 o'clock this evening, we have NFL football from Las Vegas. First NFL regular season game from Las Vegas. The Saints and the Raiders will come up right after we are finished this evening, but we have a long way to go. And before, we were talking about UCF football and the Knights getting off to a huge start in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. And someone who's been on that beat and covers it from top to bottom, and he's done a tremendous job, as Jason Beatty, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. A huge win against an ACC opponent to kind of start off the 2020 season.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Yeah, it's a great, great win for UCF. I mean, there was a lot of, obviously, across the country, uncertainty and whether or not the season would happen and who's going to play who and where are they going to play and what's going to happen with this college football season. Despite that uncertainty and everything, all the questions in the offseason, UCF was able to go out and start the 2020 season with a big punch and defeated an ACC opponent that took down FSU a week ago.
Coming into the season, I know there were some question marks. A few kids moved on from last year, a couple of linemen, a couple of defensive players. The kid Gabriel looked just as good as he did last year, came out and was whipping the ball around. It seems like they have more of a wide-open offense. Last year they ran the ball a lot more, maybe because he was in his first year and they were kind of feeling their way in. But do you feel of a more wide-open offense this year? Like they're going to throw the ball a lot more than they did last year? Or will it be the same?
I think, you know, it obviously depends on who you're facing and what the defense gives you. Josh Heupel will be the first to tell you that. But overall, I think, you know, you look at last year's offense and you have Gabriel Davis, who, you know, caught a touchdown yesterday for the Buffalo Bills, his first TD in the NFL. They had Adrian Killens. He was on a Philadelphia Eagles practice squad for a little bit. You know, you lose two guys to the NFL like that, and really you look at the wide receiver group that UCF has, Trey Nixon, Jacob Harris, some of those guys, and you add Oklahoma transfer Jalen Robinson into the mix. You don't really have that one guy who really sticks out to you. You have a number of guys. You know, you look at Jalen and the performance that Marlon Williams had, just a lot of targets all over the field. I think, you know, you look at the day that Dylan had, he had 417 yards. That was a career high for him. just the fifth night to throw for over 400 yards. And he threw for four touchdowns as well. But in addition to that, you know, we also saw Dylan use his legs. He ran for, you know, 30 yards and had a, you know, couple fourth down conversions. And they still have Otis Anderson and Greg McCray. So some of that run game, I thought Georgia Tech did a good job slowing that down a little bit. But Dylan Gabriel is, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country that really knows how to throw deep ball. I mean, he had two long completions, 48 yards and 49 yards, two separate plays. You know, the kid's got an arm.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you take a look at this team, you know, as far as the recruiting, they've really done extremely well. I guess when you win and you're, you know, you're in the mix every year and a lot of people are talking about you nationally, you start getting a lot of those kids. I know last year they had 19 players from South Florida, a lot of them that I saw the other day, like Mitchell at the defensive end and a couple of other kids. How are they doing recruiting-wise? Because I know that during this pandemic it was a little tough. They, you know, UCF, for as long as I can remember, at least 10, 12 years, they really utilized having those camps and those 7-on-7s on their campus to get those kids. And this year they didn't have it. So how they've recruited? Because I know that in the past, that's what they used to kind of use as a spark.
Yeah, you know, going back to what you were just saying, you saw some of the South Florida boys out there and you know, they know that South Florida is a very, you know, talented field area for recruiting. And, you know, going back, Corey Thornton from Booker T. Washington is a true freshman, got the start. Josh Shelliscar from Winter Haven, not far from UCF. He was named 24/7 Sports Freshman of the Week. He had an interception and a fumble recovery in his first game of college. So, you know, I think when kids look at UCF, and maybe it's not a Power Five program just yet, but if you want to come in and play football right away, look, you had two freshmen make an impact on Saturday's game, and a number of other guys, you know, that in the last couple of seasons that they've been recruiting, Matt Lee, a sophomore, making his start as center. You know, kids can come in and play right away at UCF. You know, regarding this class, I think, you know, you've definitely seen an impact and maybe where the commitment count was compared to last year at this point. They've got 14 guys. You know, I think realistically, you know, they've kind of turned away from the state of Florida right now, three guys in the state. You know, they got a good offensive tackle from Venice and Ethan Mort. We got to see him on ESPNU a couple of weeks ago when they play IMG Academy. But a lot of guys out of state, a couple of North Carolina kids. They got a quarterback recently out of the state of California. He was previously one of the top uncommitted quarterbacks in the 2021 class, Mikey Keene. He's won a few state championships in a row out there. You know, they got local kid in Anthony Williams from Lake Brantley. He rushed for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns on Friday night. You know, so I think right now you're happy where you are. You know, 14 commits, you know, it's difficult, obviously, with no visits and no camps. And, you know, they just extended the recruiting dead period to the end of the year, which is a blow for a lot of these guys trying to make decisions that, you know, I can't even imagine trying to decide where you're going to go to college without even seeing the campus. You know, there's virtual visits and all these Zoom meetings, and we've heard Randy Shannon talk about it. You know, it takes more effort now to really find out what a kid's about, you know, not just on the field, because they can see film and look at talent, but really they got to do a lot more work in terms of how is he in the classroom and what is he like off the field. You know, I think you're fine where you are right now, but getting closer to, you know, I don't know what early signing day is going to look like, or if there's going to just be national signing day in February, maybe. You know, they got more work to do, but I think they're fine where they are right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Jason, if everybody wants to follow you throughout this season, how do they go about that?
Yeah, Knights247.com. I was in Atlanta this past week. I'll continue to cover the Knights at TheRealBD on Twitter. Feel free to reach out to me and ask me some questions on Twitter and follow along all season long, Knights247.com.
Good stuff. You know, we'll have you back plenty. We're always a lot of fans that listen to this show that are UCF people, and certainly an exciting program. Now we got to figure them as one of the tops in the state of Florida, and that's a good thing. I don't care what anybody says, but that's always a great thing when all your teams are being nationally recognized. Jason, thanks so much. Have a great week, and we'll hook up with you in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you then.
Good stuff. Jason Beatty, who covers UCF football for and all the sports. Last year, a couple years ago, he was the one to kind of follow Taco Fall for us and his exploits up at UCF. With you up until 8 o'clock this evening. A lot of guests left to go in the next hour plus. Dan Day with us on a beautiful Monday evening. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I told you, we are driven by AutoNation. AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash at a time when you really need it. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online or in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you can deposit right away. And like I said, during these COVID times, especially during the pandemic, finances are kind of tight, and that is a good thing. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever your service is needed, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, and this is important, they sanitize every vehicle service, so you get back into a very clean car, which is extremely important. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for that AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. Coach Tim Ice-Harris, head coach at Florida Memorial, is next. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show Monday evening, driven by AutoNation. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up until kickoff time of the NFL. First regular season game ever in Vegas. Beautiful new stadium getting christened. It was supposed to actually be before the NFL. I think that UNLV was supposed to open it up against Cal, but that was a dream. That was obviously a pipe dream, but college football is being played. Yes, it is. And locally, the University of Miami kicked things off, but the first team to kind of get it going locally 2 weeks ago, Florida Memorial inaugural season, first time in over 60 years. And head coach Tim Ice-Harris, who everybody knows from South Florida, is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Two games in this season. Obviously, everything that you do is going to be new. Everything that you're going to lay is groundwork for the future. Talk about everything in what had to be probably the toughest time to ever start a program with this pandemic.
First, I'd like to thank you, Larry, and your team for having me on. I do appreciate it. We're learning a lot about each other right now at Florida Memorial University as a football program. We're learning a lot from coaches and players, understanding the process of working at the level of loving to do, in terms of what we're trying to do is fall in love with the process to get where we're trying to be at, at the end of everything. So we working, the way we have to work and trying to make sure that we understand the process. We're learning so much about who we are and where we want to be at the end of the day. And we just not just evaluating, our practice time through training camp went well for us, but when you're trying to do it in a short period through the pandemic and playing against teams that's already established, so you're chasing a lot. So we feel good about, us chasing and where we at, at this point for 2 weeks. The scoreboard don't really show, who we truly are and how good we can be. And we're just evaluating that through video and analyzing it through that and making sure we're just working toward the next day, in terms of where we need to be.
You bring up a good point because you can't look at the scoreboard in this inaugural season because you've got babies. I mean, you've got kids that are freshmen that have never been involved in this before. You have coaches who have never been at the collegiate level. So this is something that really you talk about an infancy. This is the infancy of this program. But you had mentioned you after every game, you get something out of it. Your first game against Kaiser, you learned a few things. You applied it last week against Ave Maria. When you sit there and break down film with the coaches and the kids, what's your main objective? I mean, because I know that you don't get frustrated because you know what cards are on the table. What do you try to convey to the kids? While you watch film and you break down things from, like, let's say the Ave Maria game.
you know, we're just trying to stay positive as possible as you can, you know, in terms of why everybody understanding the process. We try to grab out of the film things that we can have moments that we're showing that we can be, you know, at this level, and we can all coach at this level, we can play at this level. So we try to grab all of those parts and put it on a clip and then be able to watch it as coaches, watch it with the players, and we can see us doing things the right way and watch how successful things become. And at the flip side of that, we do look at things that we don't do right. When we don't follow the alignment rules or the direction of your right fundamentals and doing things that you're taught to do, when those things don't happen, these are the things that happen against that as well. So you're trying to teach both sides of it, but you try to stay positive as possible and keeping everybody, you know, in tune with the big picture in terms of where we're going at and all the steps that we have to take in this process to be able to become, you know, an elite program, you know, in the Mid-South Conference division.
And as I said, you've got a lot of young kids. I mean, kids who, you know, last year at this time, a lot of them were playing high school football. So this is a huge jump because the two teams that you've played so far are senior-oriented teams. You had they're 21, 22-year-old young men on those teams who've had the experience, who've had the maturity, who've had that growth period. Talk about that, because I think that's important. You've got kids, first of all, from a physical standpoint, you know, they're playing kind of catch up because they're nowhere near. I mean, if you're 18 years old, you're not what a 22-year-old kid, you know, is going to be like, mainly from a mental standpoint. Talk about that, because I know that the one thing that you've always been huge about is teaching this thing from a not so much a physical game, but from a thinking man's game. Talk about that, because I think that's important.
Yeah, we do have 90% of our student athletes we have now is freshmen. So out of 22 starters, 18 almost freshmen. But at the same time of that, we get them to understand that, you know, they just come in and they want to score the touchdown. But they have to understand the process to be able to get that part of it done. So we're getting them to make sure that they got to love the process to get where we're trying to go at to be able to score the touchdowns or get the interceptions or all the big plays that they come to college to want to achieve. It's a process that they got to love to do to be able to get there. And that's what they're learning, you know, as true freshmen at the college level, that's different from being the leader on their high school team, you know, coming off off a state championship team. You know, they understand the difference of the process at this level is completely different. And they got to love that part of it. And then the touchdowns and all the big plays that we're searching for it to come.
And off of game one to game two, did you see some improvement? Did you? Because I know that you probably pointed out a lot of things after the Kaiser game that you didn't want to repeat this last week.
Yes, it did. It did happen. Truly happened in terms of what we did in week one. You know, we did some things. We showed some signs there. But in week two, we was able to do a better job for us as coaches, too, in terms of making sure that we game plan better, a little different, you know, in terms of the teams, because these coaches do a great job, you know, in terms of playing the chess game as well. So we've seen the difference from week one to week two, where we were able to grab turnovers. We've created turnovers where we didn't do it week one. And then we was able to score our first touchdown in week two and not do it in week one. At the same time, we put up over 500 plus yards on offense, but we didn't learn how to finish in terms of getting in the red zone six times and only come up with one touchdown. So now we're learning how to make sure we gain ground, we look more like we understand what we're doing, but now we got to build that finishing touch, and that's what the process of them loving the process of it, getting us to a position now that we can finish and we can score points, and then that can put us in a position to truly compete and to be in a position to win games.
Before we let you go, what's the schedule over the next couple of weeks?
Now, for us, you know, we off today. We did a lot of coaching planning, but from Saturday after the game to Sunday to today, the players was off. They did weight room and stuff. So we got practice. You know, we practice from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then we do meetings and we walk through to try to make sure we continue to let them understand the process of the mental part of the game, which you spoke about earlier, is so important mentally that we can gain just as much as we want to do physically. We want to gain mentally and learn and teaching them how to watch film, spend more time in the film room on their own, that they can be able to now process the game the way we want them to process it, and then that can help us jump. And that can help that freshman mentality change into a freshman guy who's really trying to get better, you know, with his knowledge of the game and open up his toolbox more.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll check back in with you later in the season, see the progress that you're making. Again, we're proud of you. Congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you guys.
Good stuff. Tim Ice-Harris ends what has been a great first hour. We're here up until 8 o'clock with you. Don't go away. Dan Day and I will be back after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.